What's up, Devin? What's up, Paulie? What's up, Marvelous One? What's up, Chicago? That is right. The Chicago Bears fall to the Baltimore Ravens 16-13. Those highlights courtesy of CBS Sports. And we will try to make some sense out of this mess that was a horrific Bears game with a lot of implications for the future. Marvelous One, before we get down to the nitty-gritty of this game at the lakefront, what were your initial thoughts of what you saw between the Ravens and the Bears?
First thing we need to do is study the film. And after that, I was looking forward to a thrilling match between Lamar Jackson and Fields. Is that what we got? No. It's unbelievable that Mr. Huntley and Mr. Dalton were the quarterbacks at the end of the game. And both of them engineered apparent game-winning drives, except Dalton's wasn't game-winning. And we have Fields' ribs injury. I would suspect that he won't play this Thursday. And by the way, I think Fox is trying to, on the Thanksgiving Day Detroit game, I think they're trying to flex the game. They can't. There's going to be a turkey. Now, the Bears, this game was so indicative of the Bears in general, and the Bears season in particular, don't you think?
You know, Marvelous One, it's so frustrating. You can only laugh at it because, I mean, just think about the underlying thing that we saw in this game. No Lamar Jackson, no Ronnie Stanley, no Marcus Peters, no Jimmy Smith, no Hollywood Brown, no J.K. Dobbins, no Gus Edwards, and you still find a way to lose. Your secondary still finds a way to get blown up at the very end of the game. Shout out to that front seven that did some work in this game, but you're 100% right. Only to be a Bears fan is it that you look forward to a Sunday afternoon of Lamar Jackson versus Justin Fields, and this is what you end up with. Really fast, let's go through the numbers, Marvelous One. So people who are just catching up after work or were busy getting ready for the holidays, Andy Dalton comes in after Justin Fields apparently suffers a rib injury. He was taking some nasty hits throughout this game, and Justin Fields, while he was in the game, went 4-for-11 for 79 yards, ran the ball four times for 23 yards. Andy Dalton with two touchdowns, 11 for 23, 201 yards. David Montgomery, Baltimore did a good job keeping him kind of shut down and quiet, 14 carries for 58 yards. And as the Marvelous One said himself, Tyler Huntley, 26 for 36, 219 yards. And it was a sloppy win for Baltimore, but it was a win they needed. And I think for Matt Nagy, this was a win that he needed. And I think what really was frustrating is the play calling. Once again, it was just an abysmal game from top to bottom. This team, and we talked about it after that Monday night game, how, oh, did it look like they were heading the right way? Was momentum on the right side of this Bears organization? And then you have the bye week. And coming off the bye week, I think this is indicative of everything that is Matt Nagy. And you've talked about it here before. And it's something that's just so aggravating. A scoreless first half coming off of a bye week. That is unacceptable. So, and here's a stat I saw on Twitter from Dan Witterer. Since the start of the 2019 season, the Bears have failed to score an offensive touchdown in the first half 21 times in 43 games. Marvelous One, let me ask you something. What was Matt Nagy brought in to do? What was the whole point of bringing in the boy genius, the offensive coordinator of Andy Reid's offense? What was the point of it? To do what? To score? Have they done that? At this point, I know that we're recording this and the Bears don't fire coaches throughout the season, but it's a done deal. This is dead man walking come Black Monday, correct?
Yeah, I agree. Now, even the fans were chanting goodbye Nagy after the game. I don't know if that was on the air or not, but I read that that was occurring. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with Roquan Smith in the defense, except at the end of the game. I just don't get it. The secondary can't seem to, you know, against Pittsburgh and against Baltimore, they just couldn't keep them out of the end zone at the end. Smith had 13 tackles, four assists. And this was a breakout offensively for Mooney and Goodwin. They both had over 100 yards receiving. So, I don't know. It's crazy because, I mean, Dalton looked good. You know, it's unbelievable that. So I don't know what. Like I said 2 weeks ago, they're not going to make the playoffs. There was some faint hope that they would get to 4-6 with this win, and you know, they could maybe get to 8-9, but it's long gone. And now Detroit's looking for their first win Thursday. They're pretty excited. They had a good game against Cleveland. They played a pretty good game in Cleveland today, Detroit did. So, you know, they're not a patsy anymore. So even though they haven't won, but I mean, they're competitive. So I'm worried about Thursday now.
No, you're 100% correct on Detroit's play recently. They are a nuisance of a team. They're going to be scratch crawling and they're going to punch their way through a game. Whether or not they win, if that reflects on their record, that's a different thing, but they play hard and they play for each other. And you don't see that with this Bears team. And Marvelous One, this is the thing that keeps getting to me. And I want to know from the audience here on the Sports Cubicle on WCPT 820 AM, let us know on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. You're now 3-7, but more importantly, this is a 5-game losing streak. And once again, this head coaching staff, this entire regime has had multiple game losing streaks. And this is in this sport, you don't survive that. We just saw what happened in Florida when it came to the collegiate level. This is not just an injury here, an injury there. This is a consistent thing that we've seen from this team. This team loses a lot. It's undisciplined and it's catching up to them. And I think for one, when you see the play calling, as soon as Justin Fields is out of the game, what are they running for Andy Dalton? Oh, I don't know. The same exact plays we've been asking you to run for Justin Fields. And they haven't done it. When was the last time you saw a screen with a Justin Fields on the field? That's right. You have it in weeks. And I think it's negligent from this entire coaching staff. Marvelous One, let me ask you, before we get to Thursday, is there any chance that Matt Nagy makes it to the Thanksgiving game against the Lions?
Historically, the Bears don't fire a coach in the middle of the year. So I think he'll make it to the game in January. The last they actually played the Giants at home and then Minnesota to finish the season January 2nd and 9th. I think that he finishes the season, honestly, because I mean, what's the point? Because, you know, what they're going to do is they're going to elevate an assistant to be the interim coach. So it's not going to change much. So I would expect that he'll finish out the season. But they should start looking for a replacement. And, right now, once the college coaches have finished their season, maybe it's time for a college coach. I mean, I indicated that. The college coach at Ohio State who successfully recruited and then used Justin Fields, namely Ryan Day, might be a good choice.
You know, I don't think it's crazy to think whether or not you think it's Day or whoever you think the candidate should be. I understand wanting to keep things stable and it's not what your organization does, but you need to get ahead of this because there's going to be a lot of fired coaches come the end of the season in the NFL. We know that's how it works. And I think the Bears need to start doing their homework. And you've been saying it forever. We know what the outcome was going to be. It's just finally getting there. And you've seen that you're going to get your young quarterback hurt. You're not placating to what makes him good. And you know what? I don't, as much as we're going to go hard on this coaching staff and we've heard what the fans are saying and Nance and Romo were talking over it, but we all heard it on CBS this afternoon, the fire Nagy chance in Soldier Field, but let's not let Ryan Pace off the hook. Don't forget with Mack out, Hicks out, Trevathan out, Eddie Jackson out, Allen Robinson out. That's $54 million of your salary cap. You could talk a lot about this coaching staff and the way they run offense, their play design, but also the money management of this team has put you in this position when it comes to the depth of your team. And in the NFL, we know where it's a war of attrition. The Bears have never been a team that you could say they run deep. Yeah, every once in a while they hit on a late draft pick and then you get a Roquan Smith. But Marvelous One, the last 4, 5, 6 years, have they spent their money well?
No. I mean, they haven't spent their money well on the offensive line. That's for sure. I don't know. I mean, and their picks have never panned out. I mean, even going back to a few years ago, I mean, they picked a receiver who's never played for them. And it's just crazy. Their draft has not been good.
And at this point, you know, with the record that you have, and even with the extra playoff spot, you're not going to be getting a first round draft pick. And I can't blame you for making the trade thinking that, or if you're assuming Justin Fields is the guy, let's say that still works out. Whether or not that works out, that still has to be seen. But you've made that decision. You're going down that route. But then you have to do the right moves around it, and they haven't done that. And I actually am really worried about what this means now moving forward, because you could say before we get to the Thursday night games, now we're in a position where we're going to play another this awful NFL head coaching game of will he or won't he? What are they thinking? What's the game plan of is Andy Dalton the starter or is Justin Fields the starter? Because we just heard in the press conference that he's undecided on when healthy both are, who's the starting quarterback of your Chicago Bears. This dude needs to go. I'm not one of these guys that advocates for people losing their jobs. I don't believe in that. Jobs are hard. The NFL is hard. But when you're already making decisions like that, when you're saying things like that, when their work has already been shown, I think it's all is doing is being and not only a detriment to your team, the morale of your fan base. Did you see that stadium? Marvelous one. That stadium was empty. It was a beautiful afternoon in the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
But Central, nobody knew it wasn't going to be Lamar or Justin Fields before the game started. So things are starting to get a little ice cold before the winter really kicks off at Soldier Field.
Right. You're absolutely right. I mean, the right receiver I was referring to, of course, was Kevin White back in 2015. And then they picked Leonard Floyd in 2016 as their first pick. And then, of course, Trubisky, Roquan Smith were their first, and Pete and Fields. I mean, they really haven't done much with the line in years. I mean, they had Kyle Long they picked in 2013, but the offensive line is a problem. And now it looks like the secondary is a bit of a problem, too.
This Chicago Bears fall to the Baltimore Ravens, 16-13, dropping their record to 3-7. Justin Fields leaves the game with a rib injury. We'll see if he's going to be ready for Thursday as they get ready for a Thanksgiving matchup against the Detroit Lions. You are joining us here on the Sports Cubicle, the marvelous one, Dan Marver, Paul Shavari, Devin Tingle, and myself, Mike Mercado. Let us know your thoughts. What is the biggest worry? What was your biggest takeaway from this matchup of Ravens and Bears in the lakefront?